The Stantia Show! Yeah, yeah! The Stantia Show!
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Look what I found. I found Harley walking around the place. Pretty strange how that happened, huh? Wait, hello, Harley.
Hello, Mr. S.
Mr. S?
Mr. S.
Mr. S? Hello, Mr. S. That's how she talks when she's around me.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Of course, we are hanging out here at the New York Comic Con 2016. I've been here for a couple of days, and now you finally have come here.
My first day.
Walking around, seeing the things. What are your, of course this is, should I mention who your alter ego is?
Well, you don't have to. Apparently there's quite a few of us here, from what I've heard. I don't know.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Let me set the stage for you. sure, there are a lot of Harley Quinns here today. And, you know, Helena is going to be, or Harley... Helena Harley is going to tell you her views about her first experiences being Harley for the second time. The first time was not as much, but the second time you experienced some interesting little nuances. Tell us more about that.
Well, she's a popular character this year, and that's great, that's fine. There's a lot that people connect with about Harley, and I think she's a fun character. Everybody has their different take on her, and that's cool. It's awesome. There's this weird thing here this year where if you see Harley from Suicide Squad, you have to shout out a number. So it's really strange. It's very off-putting. I've been doing this for... This is my fourth year now, and it was like the first time I felt like, guys, this is supposed to be a family, and we're all fun and having a cool time. Like, let's be chill. Come on. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, I've seen about 14 Batmans.
Well, this is your point.
34 Deadpools. Yeah. I lost count of how many Batmans there were, but nobody's shouting at them. So I just want to say, guys, just be cool. You know, this is all about having fun no matter what you're dressed as. We're all here because we love this stuff. And just be cool. That's it. Now, so, yeah.
I'm in no way defending these guys. You know, on the flip side of that is that it's such a small percentage of D-bags who are doing this that's the problem. You know, it kind of ruins it for the people that just want to have a good time.
But we're having fun. We are.
But your point is definitely, you know, taken. It's like, you know, just because she's dressed as a character that's popular, like you said, there's Batmans, there's Deadpools, there's a lot of the same different characters out there. And I doubt you're going to shout, you know, 17 at a guy wearing a Batman suit.
Right.
So that's not going to be good. So we were down on the floor.
Yes.
And we just see a lot of interesting things. Like I said, I've been here for about a couple of days. And the first thing I like to do, like on the Thursday when you get here, a long time ago, you know, back in the old days, Thursdays were strictly a press day. But now that superheroes and everything are getting popular, for a while it was great because, like, it was interesting to see. It was like a lot of the anime took over.
Yeah, yeah. You know, said you were at a con one year on Long Island, you went, and he would go every year, and he was like, oh, this is great, I love the cons. And then, like, one year it was just all anime, and he was like, wait, I don't know what this is.
Exactly. Within a heartbeat, it went from Star Trek and Star Wars to anime. And a lot of people are talking like this,
Hey, you know, James, you're totally right. No harassment of any kind. That's actually posted here. Like, you shouldn't harass anybody. So, thank you, buddy.
Especially a girl with a bat. What the hell's wrong with you?
Like, I'm going to go off screen to get it.
She's going to go get the bat that she's going to show you. She's carrying this bat. And why the hell would you... Look at this.
I'm a crazy girl with a bat. Don't make fun of me.
Crazy girl with a bat. Don't piss off a crazy girl with a bat. That's rule number one. That's how I met her. She was carrying a bat, and I said, "Don't piss her off."
Happens all the time. I don't leave the house without.
Don't leave home without it. I think you look beautiful, baby.
Well, thank you, Puddin. We are having a great time, though. There's a lot of really cool stuff here. There's an amazing Wonder Woman exhibit, and it's just so sick. I'm really, really psyched about that one. It's going to be awesome. And, gosh, like, I got to say, man, like, every year the costumes just get better and better and better.
Oh, yeah.
We saw somebody that was dressed like, I don't even know what that weirdo monster is from Beetlejuice, where they open their mouth like an alligator and the eyes come out through the mouth, if you guys remember the name
Gina,
of that.
It was Gina Davis. Gina Davis's character. And she just, like, to scare somebody, opened up her mouth, and you saw everything, and the two eyes were in the middle. Go to my Facebook page. Mr.
Who's here? Ashley and John.
Hey, John.
Guys.
We were just talking to John.
We just saw you, John. So meta.
Go to my Facebook page. Today I'm staying on the Happy Saturdays page, but later on I'll be organizing all the videos and tossing them over to the Strangio Show page. But we want to take as many cosplay pictures as possible, because today is the big cosplay thing. What is James saying here? I'm glad you guys are having a blast, and Steve, thanks for the pics. It's like I'm there. You see, thank you, James. First of all, thank you for saying that, because over the past year, I've been doing this for, I thought it was 6 years. I have a feeling it's been 8 years as a reporter, and I've been coming here since I was 12.
Wow.
I mean, I've been coming to the very first conventions. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And at the time, the technology was not there to take you guys along for the ride.
Yeah.
Now with the advent of Facebook Live, I'm able to have you guys come with me, you know, and see what I see and see as it happens. Even as early as last year, I had my little flip camera,
right,
and I would go around and I would take a lot of video, and then I would be in the editing room for
forever.
God knows how long.
I wouldn't see him for like a week.
Oh my God, bro. I mean, these look, see the droopy dog eyes I got going on here? That's one of the main reasons. I'm staring at a screen. They always say don't look too close to a television screen. They didn't get a computer, and all you're doing is staring at the damn screen right in your face. So for this year, and hopefully for the next years, if we're lucky enough to be invited back, we're going to be doing a lot more Facebook Live stuff, because it encapsulates everything that I know how to do, which is improv, radio, television, and striptease, which...
We don't talk about that anymore.
Like what's happening.
No. Go away, children.
Yeah, it's like, I got a hot babe next to me, and I'm taking my clothes off for you.
But it is, you're right, it made it so much easier, especially this year. Facebook Live has been, like, awesome, because we're just walking around and, you know, talking to people and doing instant on-the-spot recording, and, you know, you don't need, like, all this crazy equipment and expensive stuff. Like,
we're using an iPhone.
We're just here. We have a tripod and an iPhone, and here we are.
Hopefully by tomorrow I'm going to have my Steadicam. I did have, like, a Steadicam pole that I purchased a month and a half ago.
It's fine.
Still haven't gotten it.
He doesn't have it yet.
I'm angry about that.
It's okay. We're moving on.
But, if I have it next year, or even at the next convention that we do, if we're invited to be, you know. So, who did we see today? Who can you remember of the people that we saw today?
Yes, really, really, really cool group cosplays. So we saw Bob's Burgers, the whole family.
The whole family of Bob's Burgers.
That was awesome. Geez, there's just so much. You literally walk in here, guys, and I know we're posting pictures and we're doing the live, but you walk in and, like, I'm a child. I'm distracted by, like, loud, shiny objects. So you walk in here and it is just, like, everything, and it's sensory overload, but it's amazing. You don't know where to look.
Yeah.
There's all these great exhibits. There's all these great booths.
Well, you were talking about the Wonder Woman exhibit.
So,
I do have some of the pictures. If you want to go over, check out the Facebook. I even did a Facebook Live of it yesterday. What most impressed you about, this is like the DC Comics. DC Comics takes over like the whole entire wall.
Yeah.
And what most impressed you about the Wonder Woman exhibit?
It's just powerful. I mean, when we first saw that trailer, I was completely blown away, like almost to tears, and I couldn't believe how amazing it was. It was really moving, and I got really excited about the movie. So the exhibit here is really great, because it kind of just captures that power of her character. And it's not like in a cheesy, like, yeah, girl, kind of way, but it's like, it's empowering, and it's great that that's the angle they took. She's a warrior. She's a freaking Amazon, and they're going for that, and it's just awesome to see more of that happening. And the costumes, they're just amazing, and the detail, and I mean, it's just good.
I just want to stop and say here, I really love being this close to my wife. I do. It's
aww,
fun.
It's
fun.
We're
putting face. I like the attention to detail of the costumes.
Yeah.
I think if you're gonna, you know, come to this place and show off the costumes, it's right there. So not only do they have the Wonder Woman costume, they have Steve's costume, not mine, but the other guy. They have the Queen's costume, and they have somebody who I thought was Artemis, but it looks like it's based on Artemis. And then they have the original Linda Carter Wonder Woman thing as well.
Yeah.
Now, Linda Carter isn't exactly in Carbonite. No, it's actually just a costume. It looks
Carbonite.
It'd be pretty awesome.
It'd be a weird, like, fandom mashup.
Yeah, like, yeah, Linda Carter's like, I didn't sign up for this. But we have seen some celebrities. Our usual Mick Foley sighting
mm-hmm.
With his daughter Noelle. And we actually, you know, we met Noel, I think, for the first time in Long Island.
Yeah.
At EternalCon.
Mm-hmm.
Noel, who is taller than me.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she's a sweetheart. Actually training to be a professional wrestler. I don't think you can call them divas anymore. I think Stephanie McMahon has eliminated the whole diva, except for Total Divas on E, but now it's like the women's championship in there. Talk about empowering.
Helena, I know nothing about wrestling.
Not a big wrestling
not
fan.
My thing.
Not a big wrestling fan,
that's
but
cool.
I am.
He knows all about it, though. So
Keith, have you seen Bruce Campbell again? No, Keith, I have not seen Bruce Campbell again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what happened. Last year, over there, they did have a, they invited us into a room with a few other people who did a bunch of interviews, and Bruce Campbell was there, mm-hmm. along with Lucy Lawless, along with you know, Dana DiLorenzo, along with the entire cast.
A lot of the cast, yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
And we, you know, we got to hang out with Bruce Campbell and Lucy Lawless and the whole gang. Funny story is that, like, Helena did not hear.
Wait, I have to interrupt because right, I always part, have yeah. this thing where Steve is, like, really cool when he meets, like, famous celebrity people.
I've seen a lot of famous people.
And I'm, like, that buzzard from the Looney Tunes, like,
what does that buzzard sound like?
Where, like, hold. So I, like, totally spaz out. So I was like, it's better if I just don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
So we're in the press room and he's, you know, Bruce is, like, coming down the line and he's, like, wearing this, like,
being Bruce.
He's wearing this, like, lapel, like, velvet lapel line
purple.
Smoking jacket.
The skull.
And he's walking down and I'm, like, internally in my head, I'm like, oh my god, Ash is coming our way. I can't believe this. This is so exciting. Yeah. But I'm not going to say anything.
No.
So he comes up to us and then... Okay, go ahead.
So I say hi to Bruce. And hey, Bruce, what's going on? My name is Steve. And then this is my wife, Alina. And he walks out, extends his hand. He goes, how you doing, doll? Now, the thing is, she didn't hear him say that.
I must have blacked out. I don't know. I don't remember this at all.
But Bruce Campbell said, how you doing, doll? I mean, if she would have heard that, she would have exploded.
Yeah.
But we got to... So can I tell them about what you said to me?
Yeah.
So we're interviewing Bruce. You know, I'm doing my thing. You can actually watch it if you go to my website, stevestrangioproductions.com. Mm. You can see the Bruce Campbell interview. You know, we're doing the interview back and forth, and Bruce is talking, and I turned to Helena. And I said, you know, are you okay? She goes... So, you know, we're doing some more, and then I feel a tap, tap, tap. Steve... I'm not okay. But you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Helena is usually my segment producer during these things, and she helps me organize my brain, because when I'm in the midst of it, when I'm in the middle of it, I cannot think straight. All I care about is talking to the person, doing the best show I possibly can.
And I have OCD, so it's a great job.
So it works out pretty nicely. This is why we work. To long story short, on Thursday I was here. I did go to the Ash vs. Evil Dead panel. Go watch some of the videos on facebook.com/TheStrangioShow to watch some of the videos. We got Keith here. I was hoping you get to see him this year. And
it's really hard not to get like all like goo-goo-eyed when he's like right there. He's a great guy, though. He was so cool.
You got to walk a fine line when it comes to the famous people, because you don't want to be a stalker. You don't want to be freak. This is why I'm like, you know, I got a good working relationship with Mick Foley, because every time I see him, we saw him today, I was like, hey, Mick, what's up? Love the show. You guys are doing great. We'll see you around. I mean, I don't want to be that guy standing next to me. So, Mick, you want to talk to me? I mean, that would freak me out.
That's kind of weird.
You know, so
stalky.
That's what's strange about being a reporter, but also being an actor and a writer producer, is because you never, you know, you've seen both sides of it, so you understand. Jason has a question here. Did I remember your Steadicam phone? You know, the thing is, I didn't actually get a chance to talk to Bruce because this year they did not do a private room interview thing.
Yeah.
They over at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
So it was huge thing. It was a lot bigger than it was. Last year it was very small. It was this tiny little room here at the Javits Center, and they just turned it into a panel this year, and we didn't have that intimate experience. So it wasn't an option this year, and you know, whatever, we'll see what happens next year. But yeah.
So Keith says exactly, they're normal people too.
Kind of
downplay. Yeah, Keith, you're exactly right. I think they really kind of appreciate it when you actually talk to them, you know, as regular people.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, people get pie-eyed. And they look at him, that's pie-eyed, you know, and it freaks him out. Bruce is really great at it. There's a funny bit that happened during the panel. No cameras were allowed inside the panel, whatever, I don't care. I mean, you got to play by the rules. I'm fine by that. But there were people doing the Q&A, and a woman came up, and she was so incredibly nervous.
Aww.
almost crying and
wasn't
saying,
she crying?
After she was crying. She's like, Bruce, I love you. Bruce, I love you. And Bruce has a great way to diffuse that. He will get up and give the person $10. And he did that. He got up, like, how much do you? How much was the last time? Was it $10? He gave her $10. He kissed her hand, and she was like, oh, I gotta go now, and she walked away. But it was like, it was such a fun panel. These guys have great Simpsons. I gotta tell you something. I'll tell you something. So I did see episode 2. They gave us a sneak preview of episode 2 of Ash vs. Evil Dead. I believe it's tomorrow, right? Sunday, as you're watching us. If you're watching us on Sunday, it's on Sunday. If you're watching us on Monday, go back and see it again. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a scene in episode 2 that you have never seen before. It harkens back to the splatstick of Evil Dead 2.
It's pretty awesome.
And it's completely, utterly insane and the funniest, most wacky thing you've ever seen in your life. Trust me, watch Ash vs. Evil Dead episode 2. It's going to be insane. And that's one of the main reasons that Helene and I bonded. I mean, I met Bruce in 2008. Then I met him for Cracked when I was writing for Cracked magazine. I met him back in 1996 or so. So it was like, I'll see him again.
Sure.
You know, whatever. You know, I don't mind. So anyway, yeah. So we met Mick. I passed by. I saw, I think it was Animal from WWE Tag Team. Ted DiBiase is here.
Oh, Opie from Sons of Anarchy is here.
Opie
we saw him.
Manu Bennett. You may know him from Spartacus and also from Arrow, where he played the first Deathstroke, not the Joe Manganiello Deathstroke that's coming up pretty soon. I think that's a good. What do you think about that Deathstroke? You don't know who Deathstroke is. Though.
I kind of do because you've told me. So I don't know as much about it as you do, but I think he's a great actor.
He's
LCD to me because I'm a True Blood girl, but I think he's a great actor. And you know, depending on the way they take that role, tell me more about it because I'm really not that familiar with that particular character, and I'm not going to pretend to know what I'm talking about.
See, that's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. Deathstroke is a character who is sort of very gothic looking. He has a shock of white hair. It's very long and flowing. He has an eye patch, so that's why you always see like black on one side. Can you see this behind me? What's going on behind me there? Is that Spider-Man?
Oh, I don't know.
Things are happening back there.
There's always something going on here.
I think Spider-Man's back there. See if we can just talk to him. But he's an international assassin. Was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Will still be a bad guy. It's the Superman. Is that Superman?
It's totally Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
It's Comic-Con. This is what happens.
Right there. That's Spider-Man's butt. The spider butt.
So.
Which, if you think about it, that's really where the web should be coming out of, if you're a spider. Because that's where it should be coming. Look it up. It's nature.
Jack Sparrow's here, too. He's actually over there off camera. But, there's a lot of people just hanging out.
Just walking around. Yeah.
It's fun.
Deathstroke is the equivalent, I think, of Batman.
Okay.
In the sense of fighting. And skill, and it's going to be. I think Ben Affleck did a very, very good choice.
All right.
Choosing Deathstroke. Because how many times can you see the Joker? You know, how many times can you see all the other characters? And
well, I've seen him 20 times today.
Oh. No, you didn't. Any other thoughts about walking around today? We saw.
It's
a lot of families.
A lot of families. Yeah. A lot of really cool family costumes, and it's just. Big. It's just big. There's a lot of people, and we're just trying to have a fun time.
To all the people who just joined, if you want to ask any questions, please go right ahead. We're going to be doing the live stream for just a little while longer. Then we're going to probably... Now, do you want to... I want you to interview. We couldn't interview our pal George Papadimatos. We interviewed him yesterday, but usually, as is our tradition...
Yes.
Harley Quinn would talk and have an interview with George about comic books, but George is not here. Whatever.
That's
life,
right.
Life goes on. Let's see if I can get Spider-Man over here. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you get a chance, we'd love to talk to you. Spider-Man back there. Who do you think you'd want to interview today?
I have no idea. I'm still trying to wrap my head around everything that we're seeing and just, I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go along.
Okay. We are going to do an episode of the Strangio Show. That will be one that you can watch on, the platforms and such. And that's pretty much it.
So we should wrap up.
We should wrap up. That's Spider-Man. All right, whatever.
We are going to head downstairs and we're going to see some more cool crap.
Yeah.
And we will post pictures Yeah. And we'll do some more live in a little bit.
All right.
Thanks for watching.
Steve hanging out with Alina Harley. Alina Harley Quinn, here for the Strangio Show live at New York Comic Con. Keep checking back here, and we will post as many pictures as possible and maybe do a few more live streams. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us.
Bye.
The Strangio Show!